Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Carolyn Barrow, third-year history student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, January 23, 1952, readers of the Barbados Advocate learned of a heated debate in the House of Assembly concerning the runway at the then Sewell Airport. That debate came about as government sought a resolution of $4,000 to fix certain holes that had developed in the runway after it had been paved. In 1939, when the KLM jet touched down at the airport, it was a grass runway. 2 years later, it was agreed to pave the surface. During the Second World War, Sewell was listed as a World War II Caribbean airfield, but with the distinct possibility of diversifying the island's economy via upgrades to the tourism infrastructure, the airport became a major project. Money for the upkeep of the runway had already been voted in the 1951-52 estimates, but urgent repairs were now being required. Grantley Adams, leader of the Barbados Labour Party, told the House that this was caused by phenomenal rains. He informed members that the runway should have been completed in 10 months, but was prolonged for a further 6 months. On the other hand, E.K. Walcott noted that the quality of the stone used on the surface was inferior, pointing out that the stone produced in Barbados was marly and quite unsuitable for taking the heavy bounce of the plane when it landed. The discussion then shifted to the Canadian contracting firm and engineer. Freddie Miller was of the view that the Department of Highways and Transport should have done the runway. Miller told the House that when the contractor started work, they even borrowed most of the equipment from that department. A.E.S. Lewis defended the contractors, arguing that the person who supervised the work of the contractors was competent, and that it was a dangerous thing to say that they could blame the contractors for anything that was done. Deeming the situation an urgent one, especially considering the safety of passengers, members passed the resolution for the necessary repairs. However, some were concerned about the expenditure on the runway, which was approximately $2 million.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.